Welcome to what may be the absolute worst and least interesting segment of the program today.
Because I'm here.
No. It's all on me. Normally, this is the segment of the show where we attempt to do a little bit of sports. And normally, I'm very skilled and very sly in the way I hand it over to, like, Tom. Or yesterday, Zach. Zach was very good at doing the sports. Let me check. Tom?
Not here.
No, Tom's still on vacation. Hang on a second. Zach?
He might be down the hall.
Nope, Zach's not here either. So that means that I get to do a little bit of sports. And here's... and so
but
what
you're
that,
not a big sports fan.
Huh? Sure I am. What's the matter with you? I'm all over.
Gators, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it end there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
we understand. We have Packer fans that feel that way. If it's not the Packers, heck with it.
Predominantly, it's Gator football season.
Sure.
And then when Gator football season is over, I may pay attention to NBA or NCAA basketball if the Gators are in. And typically they made it to the Final Four this year, of course. So I didn't know any of the teams, but I mean any of the players on the team, but I followed and I rooted.
They had jerseys for you.
So. Woohoo! I didn't wear the jersey. I rooted. Anyway, so I found an interesting article from the AP. FIFA's number two official. This guy, I'm not sure... He is the number two official for
they rank their officials.
Well, you know, he's like the number two guy. All right, he's the Joe Biden of soccer.
No.
Right. So, and he may actually be the Joe Biden of soccer.
He might be Joe Biden.
No, God. Anyway, he was on an interview with a British sports network. And he said that he was shocked, I tell you, and amazed at the level of drunkenness in Brazil's World Cup stadiums. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, have you not watched any soccer ever in your life? I don't watch soccer.
Isn't this the same game that has all the riots in Europe?
Yes, this is where the hooligans get together and they decide, hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we bash somebody in the head after the soccer team? That sounds like a great idea. And so that's, you know, that. So he says that he is stunned and amazed at the amount of alcoholics and bad behavior in the stadiums as a result of alcohol, which is interesting because prior to the World Cup coming in to South America, Brazil had banned alcohol sales at soccer stadiums. Why? Because they get drunk, they get rowdy, and then they decide they want to kill each other. So they banned all alcohol sales, except for one little problem.
I'm going to guess the problem is they are not making enough revenue in the concession stands anymore.
No, that's not the issue. Budweiser is a huge sponsor of the World Cup. And Budweiser comes in and says, I'm sorry, you want what? Yeah, no, if we're going to sponsor this thing, we're selling the beer, okay? Now, granted, Budweiser is not that good. Budweiser is really not a good beer at all. But anyway, Budweiser... made them change the law for the World Cup. Made them change the law for the World Cup. And yet, Brazil's number two guy is stunned, shocked, and amazed, I tell you, at the level of alcoholism and drunkenness. Now, if you are following the World Cup, you're thinking, you're asking yourself, who's playing at what time today? Aren't you?
11:03.
Yeah. Do you know who?
I got it written down here. You want it?
No, I got it. France and Germany will face off at 11 o'clock Central Time, noon Eastern Time. That will be on ESPN2. France and Germany. Huh. How did that turn out last time?
I think Germany whooped them.
Yeah. Also, Brazil will take on Colombia at 3 p.m. East, 3 p.m. Central, 4 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Saturday, the World Cup quarterfinals, Argentina at Belgium, and the Nether regions take on Costa Rica, or Pina Colada, however you would like it. All right,
I don't know about you, but I look at that schedule and I just yawn. Our guys are out, I'm done.
Well, it's here's what I want to know. I had the stats on the ratings, okay, for the World Cup. The World Cup ratings actually beat out some of the NBA final games.
No way.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the ratings in the United States for the World Cup Challenge beat out the NBA finals. It did. Now Now what I want to know is, my prediction is, yes, now that the United States has been eliminated, the ratings for the World Cup will just right in the toilet.
Yes.
That's my prediction.
I agree.
I could be wrong. Now, if it doesn't, that's a clear indicator that, yes, soccer has become a sport that we Americans want to watch. But
I don't think it's arrived yet.
I don't. Yeah. I'm going to go along with you on that one. All right, so there it is. That is officially the sports report for the morning show. Did you like it? I liked
it.
I thought it fit
you
very
made sense.
Well. Hmm?
You made sense.
So in other words, I faked it really well.
Oh yeah.
This 4th of July, this morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Too Drunk to Set Off Fireworks.
Mr. Too Drunk to Set Off Fireworks.
There you sit with your empty can of Pabst Blue Ribbon and a handful of explosives tightly clenched in your three remaining fingers.
Demolition expert.
Extensive 4th of July training has taught you that 25 M80s can send a milk jug 30 feet in the air.
Professor of the Black Cat.
Sure, this was easier when you weren't seeing triple, but you're not about to chicken out with the entire trailer court watching from rusty lawn chairs.
Adoring toothless fans now.
So go ahead, blast yourself into the Guinness Book of Redneck Records. Explode your way into the Dukes of Hazzard Hall of Fame. Kiss your sister goodbye and go out in a blaze of good old boy glory. Because after all, you're just two simple words away from making Darwin proud. Watch this.
Mr. Too Drunk to Set Off Fireworks.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.